Tim. Mr. Strasburger, you were a trustee of the Falk Foundation, which played an important role in the Pittsburgh community, and we haven't touched on the Falk Foundation. May we talk about it now?
Yes. The Falk Foundation was started by Morris Falk. It was called the Morris and Laura Falk Foundation. And in 1929, at the time the Falk Foundation was first established, Morris Falk gave the foundation securities which were worth at that time about $10 million. We made an extensive review of what we should get into, and by the time we started to spend money, the Depression was on. And believe it or not, Morris Falk securities had so decreased in value that he was down to the place where he owed $500,000 for the Falk Clinic, which had not been paid. He owed it to the banks, and he had to didn't have enough collateral left to cover that $500,000. At which time the foundation directors met in my living room one Sunday afternoon, and we agreed that we would loan Morris Falk money, if necessary, legal or illegal. The foundation, they consisted of four Jews and three Christians, and we devoted our money largely to education. Economics, due to the fact that the times were bad, as they are possibly now. Israel, and training college students for political careers. The latter project was due to the fact that Chief Justice Vanderbilt of the Supreme Court of New Jersey came on and persuaded us to do that, but not enough college-bred men were in politics. I doubt whether we accomplished very much. But we did give substantial amount to a large number of colleges over the country to give courses in practical politics, and they did.
Could we say
at
that
at one time we gave $1 million to the Hebrew University in Jerusalem? Didn't I say something about that?
No, I didn't. You just said for Israel.
So that shortly thereafter, when I went to Israel with my wife, we really got the red carpet treatment and were entertained by the president, Mr. Elath, and the dean of the law school and the dean of the economics department. Falk was a friend of Judas Rosenwald, and he persuaded him that a foundation should spend its capital, and his foundation was established for 35 years, so Falk made his for 35 years. And by the way, Rosenwald had the same experience as Falk. He didn't have enough money in his estate to pay the taxes when he died. But it came back. Sears Roebuck came back. And so did National Steel. That's the stock we got most. As I remember, he gave us 287,000 shares of National Steel. Now we spent over $20 million. Even though the foundation was down to about $2 or $3 million at one time, it came back and we spent over $20 million. Instead of 35 years, we cheated a little. It was easier to accumulate money than it was to spend it. We went on to about 36 years or 37 maybe. All this time, I was on the board. And in latter years, after what's-his-name died, Simon, who was Marsh Falk's secretary, and he was secretary of the board and was on the board. After he died, I became secretary of the board the last half of the existence of the foundation. Would you be interested to know who the board was?
That was yes. My question. Who was that board?
Arthur Braun, who's still living, by the way. He was president of the Farmers Bank. Leon Falk, Jr. His Simon. Ernest Weir, Nathan Jacobs, Frank Bell, and I. I was also one of the executors of Marsh Falk's estate. I think our economic research did a lot of good. I think all our college... Oh, by the way, when we finished when we were going to dissolve, we gave substantial sums of money to Pitt, to Tech, to Duquesne, to College for Women used to be
Chatham,
and Arlo, what that used to be Mount Mercy Academy.
Arlo.
And we also gave substantial sums to Shadyside and Winchester. And what's the other one?
Ellis.
Well,
in the dissolution, what happened, for instance, was the Falk Clinic.
Oh, we
Falk
gave more school to Israel, too, to Hebrew University. What happened to the Falk Clinic? Falk Clinic had nothing to do with us. We had nothing to do with the Falk Clinic.
How about Falk School?
Nothing to do with the Falk School. Yes, and we did another thing. The Falk Medical Fund was established at about the time we dissolved this foundation. Falk Medical Foundation, I should say. And we made a final grant to them, too, to get started. That had nothing to do, however, with the Falk Foundation of which I'm speaking.
Is that given when it was dissolved,
yes,
when the money was distributed?
We gave them a sum. I can't tell you. I could tell you if I looked in this book how much we gave them at the last year. Oh, I made them give me quite a bit of money. I forgot about this. For the American Law Institute. And every time I came to a meeting, Mr. Weir would say, "What do you want today for the Law Institute?" I got them to finance the commercial code, which has been adopted in every state except Louisiana, and they still have the Napoleonic Code down there. So we have in 49 states, our commercial code has been become the law, just as we wrote it.
What's the commercial code?
That's a combination of bill, negotiable instruments, suretyship, sales, transfer securities, all kinds of commercial transactions. We also finance the income tax project and an estate tax project by the Law Institute.
The Law Institute.
We still have some money at the American Law Institute of the Falls. We have a continuing study on the commercial code because it requires amendments every few years. And we have the money left there out of the Falk grant to, I think we gave maybe $500,000 for that project, for which I was entirely responsible.
Just so that there will not be a misunderstanding, maybe in 50 or 60 years when someone listens to this tape, the foundation had nothing to do in Pittsburgh with the Falk School or the Falk Clinic.
Correct.
This was another area in which the family...
Family gave. This was Morris and his and Leon Sr.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Strasburger, I'm so glad we got into that. Do you feel that we have covered it as
yes.
you wanted it covered?
Right.
Is there something else you would like to add to the tape, besides that you want to get rid of us?
The only thing I want to say is I'm a little embarrassed having talked so much about myself.
You needn't be embarrassed. It was a pleasure for both of us. And thank you so very much for cooperating and for allowing us to come down. We like being here very much.
All right, come again. See me on social reasons.